BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock and now World on 3 with Mary-Anne Kennedy.
In Jamaica we dance the rumba, sometimes we change to the tango. We love to dance the mambo, if the girl is even slender. Mambo Jamaica, mambo Jamaica, mambo, mambo,
mambo,
mambo,
mambo,
mambo in America, mambo in Cuba, mambo, mambo, mambo,
mambo.
Bring back the Susie Q, even the jitterbug too. The Lafonga Lambeth walk, not one will reach the mark. Mambo Jamaica,
mambo,
mambo Jamaica,
mambo,
mambo in America,
mambo,
mambo in Cuba,
mambo,
mambo in Bermuda,
mambo,
mambo in Ethiopia,
mambo,
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 mambo. You can bring back the Susie Q, even the jitterbug too. The Lokonga Lambeth walk, not one will reach the mark. Mambo Jamaica,
mambo,
mambo Jamaica,
mambo,
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 mambo in America,
mambo,
mambo in Cuba,
mambo,
mambo in Bermuda,
mambo,
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 mambo. Mambo Jamaica,
mambo,
mambo Jamaica,
mambo,
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 mambo, mambo,
mambo,
mambo, mambo, mambo.
A delicious, infectiously smiley start to World on 3 tonight with Sir Horace and his Merry Knights, the opening track to a new collection of Jamaican mento, the real Jamaican parallel to Trinidadian calypso and part of the DNA of reggae, ska and all that was to follow. Mento was often lumped in with calypso during the great 1950s craze for the music, but as Phil Etgart points out in his great sleeve notes in this collection, well, it would be smart thinking to label what sells, and folk weren't daft. The collection's called Mento, not Calypso, the original sound of Jamaica, and it's released by Fantastic Voyage. Welcome to World on 3 with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy. On tonight's show, I have some new material for some of my most cherished artists on the world and roots scenes, Chris Wood and Mikael Marin from Vesson amongst them. And, well, we're well used to the funk flavours that run through Afrobeat and its various cousins on World on 3 here, but tonight's grooves run through the alter ego of a dynastic bagpiper from Dundee, born in Canada, and whose roots go back to one of the great hereditary musical families of High Gaelic culture. Man's Ruin are in session tonight with Callum McCrimmon. And we'll be celebrating the massive contribution that the World Roots team here on Radio 3 have made to opening a world of musical wonder to audiences worldwide, with the news that the programme is coming to an end after 13 wonderful years. But since we're talking favourites, 2013 also marks a special anniversary for one of the most enduring acts in popular world music. The two Franco-Spanish gypsy families of the Reyes and Bailardos hit on a winning combination some 25 years ago of flamenco roots mixed with Western pop. And if the voices are, well, smokier and somewhat more mature these days, the music still has the energy and drive that drew people to the Gypsy Kings with Bamboleo.
Pero mañana
yo voy,
pero mañana
me voy,
pero mañana
yo voy,
pero mañana
me voy,
pero mañana
yo voy,
pero mañana
me voy,
pero mañana
yo voy,
pero mañana
yo voy. Cuando ve tu cara morena, yo de ti me enamoré. Pasando ya por mi calle, olvida ya tu querer. Yo sin ti yo de ti me enamoré. Pasando ya por mi calle, olvidé ya tu querer.
Pero mañana
yo voy,
pero mañana
me voy,
pero mañana
yo voy,
pero mañana
me voy,
pero mañana
yo voy,
pero mañana
me voy,
pero mañana
yo voy. Pero mañana yo voy.
Ya me pregunta el viento.
Ya por mi calle, te olvidé de tu caray. Y me pregunté el viento, el tiempo va pasando. Yo de ti me enamoré. Siempre ya por tu calle, y yo olvidé a tu caray.
Pero mañana yo voy,
pero mañana
me voy,
pero mañana
yo voy,
pero mañana
me voy,
pero mañana
yo voy,
pero mañana
me voy,
pero mañana
yo voy,
pero mañana
yo voy.
Ondas preguiçosas da rola na areia, meu pensamento percorre o horizonte, gelvai. Fila turística Use praia morena, vocação pra amar. Seu jardim florido, limpinho, limpinho. Caravão, escutem com atenção. Um creflabo, só mera tuedo, fácil de morrucar. Um câmara de silêncio, triste prisão de tristeza, de justiça. Triste prisão de tristeza, de justiça. Agora vou ver nos praia morena. Agora volta pra trás e um pena. Ai não, ai não. Agora vou ver no jardim florido. Vila querido, bonito, bonito. Tarafã, escutam com atenção. Liberdade, já no crevo teu. Símbolo de repressão, já deixou de ser. Simpatia de mundo. Volta pra vovó, lembra que jovens, abre vos portas, salta vos preso. Lembra que jovens, abre vos portas, salta vos preso.
The sound of post-independence Cape Verde. Funana was a Santiago Island music, very much confined to rural communities, but with the drive to create contemporary sounds that Cape Verdeans could identify with in their new era, Carlos Alberto Martins and his band Bulimundo set off on a musical mission. They took their name from the sports centre that was the venue at the heart of Electric Funana's immediate popularity, and they became quite the stars throughout the early 80s, especially with these two albums that are being re-released as a CD double album on Loose Africa, Bulimundo and Jambranco Ja. Before that were the Gypsy Kings from their new album Savor Flamenco out on Knitting Factory Records, and they have a European tour coming up in early 2014 as part of those 25th anniversary celebrations, with a date at London's Royal Albert Hall on the 20th of February, the only UK date. If you reckon you might be tempted, why not let us know? You can tweet us at BBC Radio 3 with the World on 3 hashtag, or tell us what your ultimate world or roots gig would be. Well, let's stay in Cape Verde a little longer and come right away from commerciality and the mainstream, and a track that exemplifies what was special about World Roots, our long-running sister programme here on BBC Radio 3 and coming off the air next weekend. World Roots, Lucy Duran and her intrepid team of producers and occasional guest presenters give the wider world a unique, knowledgeable and intimate insight into so many cultures and musics that would in many instances have been pretty much impossible to access otherwise. Well over 50 countries in every continent, from the biggest names in world music to undiscovered treasures in the most remote parts of the planet. Well, this particular track is guitarist and singer Michel, and his beautiful, easy style clearly deserved to be brought to a wider audience. But what makes this recording unique, even more special, is that it was recorded in the crater of the volcano that created his home island of Fogo. Now, where else could you have encountered that?
Vida, bobidai, nos vida, vida, minha vida, bobidai, nos vida, levantada em tu sede, antiterra, risca na mar, galuta canta, pilona barraca, cuscus que ninjo. Terra, o que é o fungo de brasa, vida, minha vida, movida, nos vida, levantar em tu sede, antiterra, lisca na mar, galuta canta, pilona barraca, cuscus que ninjo. O que o fungo de brasa e dentro cego e me pobre que me e baixo tchu e me próprio que me baixo de sofor de capataz mantém fé mas trabalho faz muito acabar um dia assim diz com tônica tá cortando o dia mais.
É triste? Para um pai acordar nessa casa dentro de ser ministro de fome, boca para seu, para gramar manso, para caminho dentro para sul, ou que chegando na fornia da outra parte em terra fino, botando a areia para ser mais fácil, para bater sul, para minha cara gente, para bater vila, ou que chegando na cobolinona, de cheiro de carro brancão. Para um monte de ministro de vila, para trás, bota fraco assim.
E balame de far, e balame de far. Quer saber cumprido penacho, quer saber cumprido penacho, quer saber cumprido penacho.
É triste. Um pai acordando se casa dentro de ser ministro que fome boca para seu bergano mormanso barca me direto para sul ou que chega na fornia do teu parte entre terra fino botando a dedo para ser mais fácil bate sul banha caro diante vou bater vila ou que chega na cobo nona mexer caro prancão um monte de ministro de vila vou traçar para o possível
e balame de far e balame de far quer saber cumprido penacho. Quer saber cumprido penacho. Vida, minha vida, bobida, nos vida. Levantada em tu sede, antiterra, risca na mar. Galuta canta, pilona barraca, cuscus que ninjo terra. O que o fungo de brasa, e dentro sede, é mi próprio que mi, e baixo chuva, é mi próprio que mi. Baixo de sofor de capataz, mantém fé, mas trabalho faz muita cama um dia, sim.
fome, boca para seu barriga no manso, para caminho dentro para sul. Oque de grana forninha para topada, tenta terra fina, botar na dele passar mais fácil. Bate sul, panha carro de gente volta, bate vila. Oque de grana com a ninona, tira carro para cá. Mundo de meninos de vila, bota rasta frauzinho.
E balame de fora. E balame de fora. Quer saber cumprido, pena de jo. 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 Quer saber cumprido, pena de jo.
Thank you.
The women of the Tuareg are at the heart of the new album from Desert Rockers Tamikrest, not just with the addition of female vocalist Wonu Wallet-Sidati to the band's lineup, but to the whole theme of the album, Chatma, a tribute to the sisters who've played as much a role in the lives and troubles of their people as the men that we mostly hear in action. That was the opening track from the album, Tisant and Chatma, The Suffering of My Sisters. And you can see the band playing live on a string of English dates next month, starting on the 16th of October at the Sage Gateshead. You can check out their own website for the full tour, and you'll find the link on the Radio 3 website where you can also check out the details of all of tonight's playlist. And another side of Mali can also be heard at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in 2 weeks' time here in London, when Vieux Farka Touré showcases music from his current album, Mon Pays. So let's stay with the love of that country, Mali, and its people and cultures at the heart of Tamikrest's Chatma, and continue with a call for peace from Vieux Farka Touré in a beautiful duet with Sidiki Diabaté, echoing a musical connection going back to their respective fathers, Ali and Toumani.
Thank you. buya al canal limbuya fata mumege
a new jewel on the English folk scene, or I should say British folk, as fiddler Kirsty Cotter was thoroughly immersed in Scottish tradition during her studies north of the border. She was a finalist even in the Radio Scotland Young Trad competition at Celtic Connections, while East Anglian diatonic accordionist Barry Watson looks out across the water to European sources for his influences. They've started to make their presence felt at festivals like Lee and Towersey. A debut album on the way, Kirsty says. All that and Kirsty's wedding during the summer into the bargain. Congratulations to you, Mrs. Donald. Before that, a long-time world music act that so successfully and satisfyingly blends seemingly disparate musical traditions. Sweden's Elika Frisell and Senegal's Solo Sissoko have expanded their lineup now to a trio with the addition of Swedish-based Mexican percussionist Rafael Sida for their new album. It's called Now, out on Naxos, Sweden. And the whole trio of tracks there started out with a call for peace in Mali from Vuofar Kertúri and Siddiqui Diabaté on Vuo's current album, Mon Pays. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3 with the World on 3 hashtag if tonight's music is doing it for you. It's good to hear online from fellow broadcaster Wendy Bergfeldt of Canada's CBC, fantastic supporter of trad music and culture, especially in her own Cape Breton neck of the woods. But I'm sure she's going to enjoy this next slice of Canadian roots just as much. It's time for tonight's session, recorded last week in Glasgow at the BBC's Clyde Pacific Key Studios. Man's Ruin are a five-piece band whose members epitomise the diversity and collaborative nature of Glasgow's contemporary music scene. Trad heads and indie rockers with a love of funk and groove, all headed up by Canadian-born Callum McCrimmon, one of the pipers from the award-winning Brébach. This weekend, he's taking part in the Pan Highland Blast Festival, touring a new commission celebrating his dynastic musical heritage as descendant of the hereditary pipers to the MacLeods of Dunvegan in the Isle of Skye. The big finale is in Eden Court Theatre in Inverness tomorrow night. But last week, his mind was very much in the present day as the band paid tribute first to one of the watering holes popular with the trad music fraternity in Glasgow. The Flying Duck. Was Man's Ruin with the Flying Duck, which for the uninitiated is a Glasgow pub which takes on distinctly folky tendencies from time to time, not least during the Celtic Connections Festival. And Man's Ruin are Scott Donald, James Lindsay, Innes Watson, Hamish Napier and Callum McCrimmon, two names at least that we're familiar with on World on Three through Callum and James's alter ego as part of the band Brepach. Now, Callum, am I right in thinking that Man's Ruin kind of started out as just another outlet for you and then kind of evolved into something that had its own character?
Yeah, I think that's fair enough to say. It started off as a solo project to kind of represent my dark side musically. maybe a step away from the bagpipes and more towards the electric guitar. And I remember when my grandpa first heard it, he just started referring to that album as the one with the screaming on it.
Is it something that evolved out of growing up with a particular record collection, or where does this particular passion come from?
Well, I guess it's just my background is really either pipe band music or solo piping, because my dad plays and my grandfather played. So I was around that all the time. But yeah, I was listening to all sorts of things like James Taylor, Tower of Power, all sorts of things that didn't connect with my piping. But I guess as I've kind of grown older, I've found ways in which I want to connect them and seen kind of similarities, you know, because we have such modern kind of crossovers now with like accompanying instruments and, you know, ethnic instruments coming together. And I wanted to do something like that because it represented two sides of my...
Well, I can see your bagpipes sitting right in front of me, so that crossover is obviously going to happen at some point during this session. It is a flavour that seems to run through a lot of what I suppose you would describe as the kind of Glasgow scene of music and musicians, driven by different kinds of musicians who've got passions for different styles of music. Hamish, maybe you've got something to say about that.
Yeah, there seems to be a really large number of kind of fusion bands coming out of Scotland, and it's been that way for, it's almost like a tradition in itself now, with bands like Shugle Nifty and Capper Cayley and that we all listen to. And yeah, in Glasgow, there's a wonderful thing happening in the scene now where loads of the jazz musicians are hanging out with the folk musicians and the rock musicians. There's a place bar block on Bath Street where everybody comes together on a Sunday night, and it's just a great scene. There's so much going on with jazz musicians playing in folk musicians' bands and vice versa.
That kind of crossover between, especially between the folk world and the jazz world, was very much an Edinburgh thing for a while.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
do you think the focus has shifted on my hometown?
Well, I think one of the reasons why is because there's the Strathclyde music course is running, and there's also the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland has brought in a big influx of young musicians to the town. And of course at RCS there's also the jazz course, and now there's dozens of jazz musicians and all their pals, which is an even bigger cohort than the actual students themselves, and they're all meeting up and collaborating. So there's all that going on, you know. There's these it's just a large body of young people, and so what's going to happen but they're going to go and play music and start bands together and
there's
like
no
that.
Saving any of us now.
Callum, tell me about the next track you're going to play for us.
Well, the next track is called Working for the Man, and I suppose the main subject of it stems from when I was washing dishes 7 days a week, not that long ago, really, maybe a few years ago, and basically just trying to pay off the first album, actually. Yeah, I grossly overspent and had to get a job and work hard, and I realized what that meant. So I had come up for the lyrics for that quite a while ago, but we hadn't looked at it with the band until this year, and we've released it this year on an EP with the same title, and we're going to do that one for you now.
Fire on.
Thank you. working for the...
Man's Ruin and their current single, Working for the Man. Thanks to Simon King tweeting at BBC Radio 3 on Discovering World on 3 here, and Fizz Gill listening out in Yorkshire. More from Man's Ruin later on tonight, and the sentiments of that last song would surely find favour with this next singer, one of our finest and most uncompromising songwriters, absolutely fearless in his bringing low of all that he sees as disingenuous, dissembling, disgraceful, or simply doing a disservice to ordinary folk. And his new album, None the Wiser, written during a tour with Joan Armatrading, is no exception. This is The Sweetness Game. And of course, the artists' expressed views on Radio 4 are not necessarily those of Radio 3.
Through all the suits, through all the ties, through all the old Etonian lies, we play the sweetness game. We played it young when we didn't care, we play it still with silver hair, the sweetness game. Day by day by day, it's nitty-gritty time, but you flash your easy smile, everything is fine. No pedestal for you, no gilded cage, no throne. My love for you is a cliché. Lots of clever little men announce their profits up again while we play the sweetness game. Through all the racket from next door, through all the shite on Radio 4, we play the sweetness game. Day by day, it's nitty-gritty time, but you flash your easy smile, everything is fine. No pedestal for you, no gilded cage, no throne. My love for you is a cliché-free zone. Chatter through all the spin, through all the sin piled upon sin, we play the sweetness game. We played it young when we didn't care, we played still with silver.
Far distant, lies Scotia the brave. No tombstone memorial shall hallow his grave. His bones, they lie scattered on the rude soil of Spain. And young Jamie fires in battle was slain. From
from the Perthshire militia to serve in the line. To the brave 42nd we sailed for the joy. To Wellington's army we did volunteer, along with young Foyers, the brave halberdier. On the night that we landed, the bugle did sound. The general gave orders to form on the ground, to storm Burgos Castle before break of day. And young Jamie Foyers to lead on the way. Mounting the ladder for scaling the wall, by a shot from a French gun young Foyers did fall. He leaned his right arm upon his left breast, and young Jamie Foyers his comrades addressed. For you, Robert Percy, that stands a campaign. If goodness should send to old Scotland again, you will tell my old father, if yet his heart warms, that young Jamie Foyers expired in your arms. But if a few moments in camp sea I were, my mother and sisters my sorrow would share. Now alas, my old mother, oh long may she mourn, for young Jamie Foyers will never return.
Version of Jamie Foyers, on which Ewan McCall bases Spanish Civil War reworking of the song. The real Jamie Foyers, a young man from Stirlingshire who died in the Siege of Burgos during the Napoleonic Wars. And that was a previously unreleased recording which featured in the ever eclectic sampler album from the Lee Festival earlier this summer. Before that, a former session guest on World on Three, the gypsy-souled roamer Mishkin, back in the UK in a couple of weeks' time with tour dates around the south of England, starting out at the Green Note in London, where she'll be launching that new single, Faithless, in the company of special guest Kirsty McGee. And first up, the peerless Chris Wood from the new album, None the Wiser, with Justin Mitchell on trumpet and Neil Harland on bass. I'll be heading for Quebec at the end of tonight's show for a final tribute to World Roots and a return to that amazing session we encountered in Joliet with a glorious De Temps en Temps, breaking out from official gig to a down-on-the-floor jam with an audience that included folks like Jonty Karam's Jan Falquet and cellist Natalie Haas. Now, Natalie's style and talents were part of a first generation to blossom through Alistair Fraser's amazing Valley of the Moon Scottish Fiddle Camp, in California. And we're going to hear now from the next generation again, Lily Henley, whose love of Celtic and old-time roots from the New World blends with roots in the old, cemented by several years based in Tel Aviv, touring and working with a variety of experimental and traditional musicians. These various experiences are distilled down into this new debut album, Words Like Yours. And while it features a lot of her own original material, this is where she really takes flight, the Jewish Sephardic song, Dark Girl.
Color pedri, more in the mea manera.
truly. High energy entertainment from Prince Edward Island, Gordy McKeeman and his Rhythm Boys back in the UK for a second successful stint in Britain this year. Their final gigs this weekend at the Bromyard Folk Festival in Hereford, that's tonight, and a Ramsbottom Music Festival in Lancashire on Sunday. Before that, Lily Henley and Dark Girl from her debut Words Like Yours. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And we return to this week's session, recorded last week in Glasgow, with trad funk brothers Man's Ruin. Two of the members of the band you'll have come across as part of the band Brepach, and it was their bass player, James Lindsay, that was behind this next track, inspired by images of Scottish industrial decay. This is Danaskin.
Thank you.
Man's Ruin playing in session for World on Three, and amongst other things there, Hamish Napier giving it lash on the keytar, which is a keyboard with a guitar neck, and to complete the entire 80s references, it is, of course, in white moulded plastic. And that was a James Lindsay composition, this time James, the bass player in the band here. Tell us just a little bit about Dunaskin.
Well, Dunaskin is a disused brick and ironworks in Ayrshire. And I think I wrote it more or less just because there's quite a lot of these places that are disused in the Ayrshire area. And more people should go and see them because they're amazing places. They're just sitting there in the countryside. So, yeah, that was it. And it was also, I play a lot of folk music these days, but I kind of have a bit of a background in kind of metal and funk and all that. So it was. I was going to say
we know you through the band Brepoch, but you are not a folky by birth.
No. I used to do quite a lot of prog music and that, so kind of,
and stuff. Yeah. You see the size of his neck, actually.
He used to have long hair as well. Eh?
All the weird sounds are James in the band.
But yeah, it was kind of a lot of the ethos of the band is bringing kind of more ethnic instruments. You know, we've got the flute, we've got acoustic guitar and bouzouki, and like rather than playing traditional music with a metal backing, we're writing music for these ethnic instruments that fits into that pocket, hopefully.
Now, I think I'm right in saying that all of you, or most of you, certainly have come through that kind of formal music education pathway in Glasgow through the, what used to be the RSAMD, the Conservatoire, and through the what was the Applied Music course at Strathclyde. Innes, how much of an impact do you think that's taken on where roots music in general is going in Scotland, in that a lot more people are electing to go down that kind of formal route to developing their music?
I think it's a great thing having the institutions. Personally speaking, I think it gave me a bit of a license to play with tradition, you know, because we've all got our feet firmly kind of planted in many different worlds at the moment musically, and doing an academic course like that, learning about not just our own tradition in Scotland, which is really healthy and will always be healthy, but also finding out about lots of other traditions of the world, and not just that, but having popular kind of music, mainstream stuff, listening to that all the time. You know, it's great to have a bit
to
of a
to give
license
you permission to break the rules.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, there are many traditionalists among us out there, but some of us like to just delve into new places, new pools.
Where is the audience for a band like this? Do you find that folks that would come maybe and see Callum and James and Brepoch, would they come and listen to Man's Ruin and not be feared?
I think so. I think we've had pretty good feedback, haven't we, from a lot of different people, mm-hmm. of, you know, mixed ages. We've played a few kind of more rock venues a few times, and it seems to go down really well there. I think to an audience's ears, if they're not used to listening to folk music necessarily, and they prefer rock and indie, they kind of hear the kind of prog side of what we do and the funk side, and that seems to go down well. Likewise, I think people that like folk music, such as myself, aren't only going to listen to that. So I think we offer us, you know, something fresh, hopefully, and it's geared around dancing and singing along, and
it's really
having
geared
a bit
towards
of a party,
like festival audiences. Who, I mean, you go to a festival nowadays, and it might be a mainly folk festival, but you're going to get loads of indie stuff and dance music and stuff all kind of crammed into the one arena. And you know, that's our place that we want to be. I think is playing to people who are there to see lots of different genres as it is.
Now, Callum, the bagpipes have been very quietly sitting here on my desk right beside me, and they're just crying out for a track for the session, so I think you're going to have to indulge them for this final track, Callum.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to play one of our kind of monster sets. It's called Health and Safety, which is the title of our album. So thanks for having us on. It's been great to be on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thanks again to Callum McCrimmon, James Lindsay on bass, Innes Watson on guitar, Hamish Napier on keys, including the wonderfully retro keytar, very 80s, and Scott Donald on drums. That was Man's Ruin, and their current single, Working for the Man, is available as a download single online. Lopa Katari's back here on World on 3 next week, where she has a very special guest in session. Indian slide guitarist Debashish Bhattacharya will be playing the Darbar Festival of Indian Classical Music next Friday, so it's a perfect opportunity of catching him in more intimate mode in the BBC studios. Here he is from his classic album, Calcutta Slide Guitar, playing the smallest of his trinity of guitars, Anandi, the little instrument called Joy, which he says brings a smile to people's faces before he's even played a note. This really and truly is some of the loveliest music you could possibly want to hear.
when she stands on Silbury Hill, barrel edge, she watch you steer from the top of Slime Toe. She could see to the edge of the wild. Driving to London so late in the night, taking the long weary road over Salisbury Plain, lying waiting deep in the dark, a few headlights shine.
From a new album just out from Southwest duo Philip Henry and Hannah Reid. It's called Mind, and that was Silbury Hill. And you can hear the influences of one of Philip's great inspirations, Debashish Bhattacharya, as well on that track. In town he is next Friday for the Darbar Festival, also for World on 3 session here on BBC Radio 3. There's also a chance to hear some of the Darbar artists playing elsewhere, including Drupad in Edinburgh's Augustine United Church on the 28th of this month, and Glasgow's Sikh Gurdwara on the 27th. Rudravina, a spectacular stringed instrument with huge gourd resonators at either end, performed by Bahuddin Dagar with Scots-based percussionist Vijay Kangutkar for those two gigs. Now, you might remember a glorious session from earlier this year with the Finnish fiddle big band Frigg, featuring members of the prodigiously talented Järvelä family, a name synonymous with the traditional music heartland of Kaustinen. Two of the family are also members of the Tsumi sound system, pushing fiddle traditions out into the realms of rock and jazz and elsewhere. This comes from their brand new album, Floating Letters, and it's a track written by their accordionist Hannah Kella, Circus on Ice. First up, Finland's Sumi sound system and the new album Floating Letters, produced by Swedish powerhouse guitarist Roger Tallroth. And before that was Roger's Vesen bandmate Mikael Marin and wife Mia Gustafsson Marin, two of Sweden's most respected traditional fiddlers, on their second duo album released this summer out on the Dimma Sweden album. My abiding memory of Vesen is Mikael's mushroom hunting up near my home in Lochaber, a veritable fungi feast he managed. Anyway, that's about it for tonight. Thanks all round in the studios in London and Glasgow to Roger Short producing, and of course Man's Ruin for the session. I'm going to leave you with one of the special moments afforded us all by the wonderful series of musical safaris World Roots, leaving our airwaves very soon. We're in Joliet, one of the hotbeds of traditional Quebecois music and song, in the Albion Brasserie in town, a well-known music venue, complete with its own microbrewery, blessed with beers such as Mort Subit and Stout Écossaise. I tried not to take that one too personally. The concert by De Temps en Temps, an offshoot of the great Bottine Souriante, has just finished, and as is their wont, a session has broken out on the floor. And it's now that you realise just how many musicians have come along to support the band as instruments appear and join the musical fray. I suppose this sums up what was special about World Roots. It allowed you a path into the most remote and extraordinary traditionals all over the world, and likewise roots into the more intimate corners of better known genres of world music. I'm Marianne Kennedy. Good night. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online, and it's just coming up to 1 o'clock.